RX 93.1% TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yadi, 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 yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
and online.
TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest monster, RX 93.1. Monster RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yadi, 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 yadi,
Hazel.
I'm a savage. Yeah. Sassy, moody, hey, nasty. Hey,
the Morning Rush.
And online.
TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest monster, RX 93.1.
You're listening to The Morning Rush with Chico Angelo.
Monster RX
93.1. TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Earthquake Monday.
Shaky Monday morning.
I did not feel it, TBH.
I did.
Oh.
Yeah, I was still in bed. I think my alarm just went off.
I was on my way to work. So, kitang-kita mo yung difference, no? Ako, kaya hindi ko naramdaman. Kasi nasa kotse na ako.
Ako, so, nagising ako.
Nagising ka.
I was like, rude.
Wow. Ako naman, thank you. I mean, I don't want any damage done. No earthquakes. But for waking Hazel up, yeah, I kind of appreciate that part of it.
It was a little weird because I felt my leg shaking.
Oh, and you were like...
Yeah, I think parang I was half awake because I heard my alarm already. And then, yeah, I could feel my leg shaking. And I was like, what is going on?
Okay.
Am I getting like a cramp or something?
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering. And then I figured, like, as I was slowly coming back to consciousness,
yes.
I was like, I think there's an earthquake.
Oh.
True enough, I checked my phone and there was like an alert
yes.
message.
Parang nasa around 5:15.
Earlier.
Earlier.
Think, yeah.
So something like that.
Yeah, like
so when I checked
five,
it out, parang,
probably five, a little over five or around 5 a.m.
Yeah, but you know, like I did see a lot of tweets na parang it wasn't strong enough to be definitive in a lot of areas.
Mm-hmm.
Like people were like, was there an earthquake? I think I sort of felt it. So medyo,
yeah.
Siguro hindi ganun kalakas.
Well, medyo marami rin nagising.
Ah, talaga?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
plus, I think it's stronger the higher up you go.
That's true.
So, kunyari, if you're on the 20th floor, obviously you will feel it more
yeah.
than somebody who's on the ground because the earthquakes that I felt when I was in the condo, significantly scarier than when I'm at home.
And usually you feel it more when you're not moving.
Yeah.
So.
And especially pag nakahiga.
Yeah.
Akala mo nahihilo ka lang.
Marami din kasi na nakahiga pero gising pa.
Yeah.
So they
yeah.
felt it.
Alright, but here we go. Let's do the top 10. Give it to you. I've posted it already on Twitter. On twitter.com/RX931. But let's thank the Super Malas guy for the topic. Something we say all the time. On the show. Hashtag, ayoko na lang mag-talk. What are those instances where it merits, ayoko na lang mag-talk?
Okay.
Like, I have a lot to say, obviously, but I'll just
Let me stop myself. Before I say anything more.
Kasi medyo delicate. So let's give you some examples. Ayoko na lang mag-talk. Yung friend mo na super tahimik, pero biglang nagiging life of the party pag nandyan si crush. And lalo na pag hindi pa naman niya ina-announce na crush niya.
Na crush niya.
Kunyari, there's a new hire. sa office, di ba?
Tapos, alam mo, super, papansin.
Alam mo, super quiet. Like, hands down. Whether he or she is with friends or regular office mates, talagang tahimik siya. Tapos biglang hala, talagang kulang na lang paru-paru G. You know, pag nandun na. Alam mo yan, pag nandyan yung new hire. Then, obviously, alam mo na, di ba? Yun na yun.
Yeah.
Ayoko na lang mag-talk. Si Batak friend, na alam mo for a fact na jobless. Pero every week, may bagong sneakers.
And you're like, here I am, slaving away, and I don't have that kind of life.
Yeah, and I know.
What's going on?
I know you don't have a job. I know you don't have a source of income. Well, I don't know that you don't have a source of income. But
what alam, meron?
Pero alam mo yung sweldo, like job sweldo.
Uh-uh.
You know for a fact, wala siya nun. Bakit ang dami mong nabibili? Ayoko na lang mag-talk. Yung dalawa mong barkada na BFFs daw, pero nahuhuli mo, nag-holding hand sa ilalim ng mesa. Yung patago, and you're the only one who caught it.
Yeah.
They don't do it in public. And you're like, I thought they were just friends.
It's only a matter of time.
Actually.
Magkakaroon na ng big announcement soon.
Yep.
Pag ganun.
Lalo na pag barkada kasi.
Uh-oh.
Kasi diba, what happens when two people in a barkada, you know, kind of like start having feelings for each other. Either sobrang the barkada is part of the whole process. Mm-hmm. Kasi nga barkada kayo. Or super secret. And it has to be like super, super secret. Kasi hello, obviously barkada kayo. They will notice the slightest change in behavior.
And the problem is,
you'd have to be super magaling talaga.
Parang one person finds out, and for sure,
oh yeah,
alam na ng buong barkada yan a few minutes later.
Hindi ka kasi friends person, pero perfect example is the whole Chandler-Monica romance. Yung, how can you hide it from, like, practically your brothers and sisters? Di ba parang family na sila?
Didn't they live together?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Parang it was Chandler and Joey in one apartment, and right across it was Rachel and Monica. Tapos, parang nobody saw it coming that they would actually fall in love with each other. Unlike Ross and Rachel, di ba? Mm-hmm. That's from the start. So parang ganun, alam mo yun, yung, like, they had to, like, super keep it secret. Kasi obviously, they know each other inside out. So trying to hide it from family and friends, parang almost impossible. But they were able to do it until they were caught kissing. And it was like, alam mo yung like, ew, what happened? What happened? Can you imagine, like, how I would feel if I walked in on you and Rika kissing? Yung parang I wouldn't have, like, imagined it, but it was happening.
But okay, would you rather find out that way? Or mas gusto mo yung may big announcement pa na, guys, we've decided to, you know,
big announcement.
Easily. Okay.
No, because it's awkward. Because if I walk on...
But it's like ripping
in,
that band-aid, no, you know?
Well, the big announcement is...
That's true. Pero diba? Parang mas maganda yung...
No.
Surprise!
No. Like, you know why? Because I wouldn't know how to react. I'm so awkward in situations like that.
Alam ko na what
like,
to say.
Like, obviously, I'm not supposed to know. And then makikita ko, nagmumomol kayo.
Alam ko
like,
na what to say pag nahuli mo ako. Mm. Well, come on, Chico. Just to make it more awkward.
Just to make it more awkward. So, ako naman, do you know me? Do you even know me?
Depende kung sino yung kumomol ko.
Correct ka dyan.
You might want to reconsider.
Okay, I actually might. Ayoko na lang mag-talk. Si macho friend mo, na si Hyun Bin ang wallpaper ng phone.
Baka naman ano lang, inspiration.
But hindi lang isa.
Idol. Like the guy, the man I want to be.
Alam mo, I agree with you, ha? I agree with you. Kasi, FYI, ako talaga big fan of actors in general.
So, sino wallpaper mo?
Si Gong Yoo.
Idol. The man you want to be.
Si Gong Yoo.
Only because, right? Look up to Gong Yoo so much.
Galing umarte.
Uh-huh.
Ang galing umarte. Mm-hmm. Nakanang. Super galing umarte.
Every time you unlock mo yung phone, nakanang.
Nakanang.
Galing umarte.
Oo, arte talaga nakikita ko.
Oh my God.
And one last example. Ayoko na lang mag-talk. yung carbon copy mini-me ni Boss, yung bagong baby ng sekretarya niya.
Napaglihian.
Napaglihian.
Oh my God. I swear that excuse. It's actually really funny when you think about it, right?
As if genetics had nothing to do with it.
Oh, yeah. God.
Napaglihian.
Napaglihian lang. Kasi lagi nakikita si Boss eh. Diba?
Ako, di ba? Napaglihian lang ako kay Natalie Portman.
And the top 10 for today.
So FYI, pinagbubuntis pa lang ako ng nanay ko, artista na si Natalie Portman.
Lakas. Parang ano alam mo yung ano, yung double whammy. Uh-oh. Na double whammy ako din eh. Parang,
pasalamat ka, Natalie Portman na nga eh. I was, you know, vacillating between Natalie Portman and Millie Bobby Brown.
Grabe yung Millie Bobby Brown. Kaka-18 niya lang, okay?
Pasalamat ka. I went with Natalie Portman.
Oh my God. At least Natalie Portman is actually... It actually makes sense. Isn't she over 36?
I would think so.
I would think
she's
over 36.
But remember, she started, ano, mala Millie Bobby Brown age.
Like super young.
Oh my gosh, that could be one of my...
She's 40. Perfect.
Perfect.
Pero parang wait lang, di pa siya artista at... Like, 4 years old kung 36.
We can always edit the Wikipedia. Hindi. Sige.
Ano?
Meron ako for ano our next watch list na luma.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So, there you go. That's what we're doing today. The top 10. Ayoko na lang mag-talk. Dami ko sasabihin, pero ayoko na lang. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag ayoko na lang mag-talk in all your tweets.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. Thanking the Super Malas Guy for the topic. Of course, we are doing the Top 10... our top 10.
Ayoko na lang mag-talk.
Ayun, sabi ko nga. So let's start off at number 10. Coming from, let me see here, let me get to it. Coming from Mike Ferrer, yung 10 years ka nang nagtatrabaho, pero nauna pang na-promote sa'yo yung bagong hire na anak ng kumpare ni Boss.
Man,
that would suck.
Yeah, I can imagine. Tapos hindi pa siya directly linked to your boss.
Hindi pa nga anak ni boss.
Oh, eh.
Alam mo yung anak lang ng
kumpare ni boss.
Oh, that's
that would suck even more.
Eh, paano kunyari talagang...
Magaling.
Kunyari magaling talaga.
Obviously, you're not even gonna think to link that person to the boss and like why they got promoted, mm-mm, what their relationship is and all that. Kung magaling talaga, like you're just gonna accept it, right?
Oh, that's true. And then some people kasi it doesn't matter. Yung pwede pa rin siyang like, oh, magaling nga siya, pero you know, I should still be like, you know, by virtue of me being here much longer and magaling din naman ako between siyang magaling na bago at akong magaling na 10 years na nanandito, di ba dapat ako na una? May oras naman siyang...
If you think na magaling ka rin.
Kung if you think na magaling ka rin.
And I think if yung medyo na-validate yung claims mo by everybody else around you.
That's true.
Kasi it's going to be an issue. Yung tipong, anong nangyari? Bakit
hindi ikaw?
Yung iba kasing mga marites, di ba? Minsan...
Nanggagatong
pa. Oo eh, ganun eh. They will ask you pa.
Ako ang boss mo, ikaw ang pinromote ko.
Ah, di ba?
Kasi ano talaga?
My gosh. Parang sasabihin, deserve mo sana. Sana ikaw na lang.
Mm-mm. Tapos pagkaharap nila yung new hire na anak ng kumpare ni boss. Uy, congrats ha! Ang galing-galing mo talaga. Grabe.
Ang plastic. Kakainis.
Ang galing mo talaga. Deserve.
But then again, yun nga eh. Minsan yung iba talaga, gusto lang nila ng office drama.
That's true. That is true though.
Yeah.
You know, as long as it doesn't involve you, you're all for office drama.
It's like, oh, it's fun.
Diba? And then you don't realize sometimes it really messes up with other people.
It might lead to people quitting.
Yeah. Number 9, coming from Nero. Laging pinapapasok ni boss si sexy office mate sa office niya. Tapos paglabas, gulo-gulo yung buhok. Ay, ayoko na lang mag-talk.
Ano, malay mo, may pinalinis lang or something.
Mm-mm.
Like, old files.
Sa ilalim ng desk.
Sa ilalim ng desk.
So, tumama yung ulo dun sa ilalim ng desk. So, nagulo yung buhok.
Ayoko na.
Real life, ayoko na lang mag-talk. Ay, sa ilalim ng desk. Parang ano, let's explore that.
Hindi, okay na. Next entry na.
Expound natin. Anong
ano yung itsura ng ilalim ng desk? Ngayon, may kahoy.
May chewing gum.
May tabla. Madilim.
May lamok. Okay.
I can't.
Number 8 from Juice Blank. True story. Ayoko na lang mag-talk. Yung 1 week pa lang yung receptionist namin, pero ang dami ng umaaligid na staff na lalaki. Eh, ganun talaga. Diba, syempre,
new
lalo
meat.
Na, yeah, and especially when they are single. Well, every man for himself.
True.
Diba, kanya-kanyang diga yan. Kasi lalo na if they're really pretty or handsome. Syempre, hello. You're gonna make your move, diba? You're gonna shoot your shot.
And sometimes, if kunyari that entry is coming from someone na baka gusto niya rin na siya rin.
Yeah.
You know? Sometimes it's about the vibe you also give people.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the receptionist's vibe is very welcoming, very warm, very receptive to all the attention.
That's true.
So pag ganun, di ba, it also, it fuels them more to try to, you know.
Alam mo yung isa pang ano, another possible ayoko na lang mag-talk. Yung, kunyari may bagong hire. Kunyari hindi ka ma-interesado. Diba? You're just a new hire. And then, kunyari parang, oo nga, ay parang nanliligaw na si Blank sa akin. And you know for a fact that they're bad news. Or at kahit hindi naman bad news, masyadong harsh yun. Diba parang nakaka-stress din? Kasi parang ayoko na lang mag-talk.
Parang ayoko naman siya siraan.
Ayoko naman siya siraan. But at the same time, like, girl, you don't know what you're getting into.
What would you do?
I don't know. I mean, on paper, I would mind my own business. Kunyari, hindi ko pa naman close
yung new hire.
But based on past experiences, I usually just stay very quiet. Unless the most that I would do would be like, ayoko na lang mag-talk.
Mm.
I would actually say it.
Without saying it. Yeah, that's actually saying it without saying it.
Right?
Kung ano ka na, kunyari, tinanong ka, Chico, si Blank is, you know, sending me, ano, feelers. What do you think? Tapos sasabihin mo, ayoko na lang mag-talk. Parang get a hint.
Parang, I wanna tell you, but I don't wanna tell you.
Yeah. At least yung medyo, parang, medyo magkaroon mo lang siya ng konting suspicions dun sa...
Or hindi man verbatim, I'd be like, you know, just do your research. Yung mga ganon. Yung mga, but I'm not good with, alam mo ba yan? Ako, ilan na niloko niya. Like, I won't do the...
Would you say, like, be careful?
Be careful, I would.
Okay.
That would be something that I would say. Just be careful. Which is like a very generic warning. Na in general, you should be careful with new people, right?
I've been told that before.
Be careful.
Be careful. Mm-hmm. By my college bestie. Kasi when I started dating this athlete, and wala lang, parang she's like, but be careful. You do know that he's kind of known for this and that.
Ako kasi I won't give details. If ever, I'll say, be careful.
Maybe because we're close.
Oh, yeah, if you're close. No, that's what I mean. Kasi pag close, I'd probably say it.
Oo, wala nang, close. No, wala na. Wala nang filter.
No more filter and I'll say it for what it is. I'll tell you what I know.
Yeah.
At saka I'll be very clear, especially when it comes to ganyan. Kung hindi ko naman personal ano, experience, I'd be like, okay, this is just what I heard. I don't know if it... Pag personal experience, I will tell you, oh my gosh, this person is horrible. At least in my experience. Or yeah. Horrible to me. It might be different with you, but I'm just telling you, this is my experience with this person.
You know what? I've been on both sides of this. Mm-hmm. Like I said, my college bestie told me that, kind of warned me, but I went ahead and, you know, kept dating the guy. Nothing naman bad
happened.
Whatever she warned me about, it did not happen. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't bad. The other one was me telling a coworker about another... Wait, masyado specific. Basta, mention naman dito, okay? Hindi.
Alam mo, your sentence was practically finished. It's not like we can't fill in the blank. So, you might as well continue your story.
Hindi dito ah. Just for the record. Pero like from another workplace. So,
parang dami niyong pinag-workan. So, alam na rin natin eh, di ba?
No! So anyway, because I was kind of close to this girl, right? Okay. So you're talking about, you know, whatever, girl stuff. Mm-mm. And then kind of shared with her what I experienced with someone we were both
commonly
in
know.
The same circle.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, but you know, this actually happened before, like blah, 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 blah. Anyway, you know, we're fine, but like that's what happened. It wasn't like the best experience. Yeah. I was just basically telling her how it all, you know, panned out. And then, okay, so she obviously when I was telling her, parang very ano naman siya. Oh, really, really? And then like months later, she tells me na, you know what? I actually went out with him. And like he actually told me that ano naman daw, you're the one that's ganyan. Like, she told me what he told her.
Yeah.
To get her to go out with him, which she did and regretted after because he treated her like shiz.
Yeah.
So basically, my warning actually made
sense.
Yeah, it was warranted. And it wasn't even a warning because I didn't even know that he was interested in her either.
Okay.
But like, parang I was, kasi nga, nagkukwentuhan lang kami, parang exchange of like whatever stories. So parang she went in knowing well what happened.
Yeah.
Right?
Hindi, tsaka ako kasi ano rin eh, I'm very ano rin naman with, when it comes to that. I always make it a point, if ever I would do that, I would say, this is my experience with the person. You know, I would always include the caveat na, that doesn't mean it's exactly what happened to you.
True.
Iba naman ang dynamic. If kunyari, basto siya sa akin, it doesn't mean magiging basto siya sa'yo, di ba? So, I'm just telling you my experience.
Yeah.
Para lang at least, ano ka,
at least
well
you're aware.
Prepared ka. Because kunyari, turns out, okay siya sa'yo. O, edi go, di ba?
It was just annoying because she was being dramatic about it when she was making kwento.
Yeah.
When she experienced it.
Yeah.
Yung parang, blah, 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 this is what he did. Blah,
yeah.
Blah, blah. Well, let's just say we're not friends anymore.
Yeah. And number 7, coming from Queen of Dedma. Yung anak ng office mate kong, ayaw naman daw talaga sa UP. After lumabas ng UPCAT result at hindi pumasa yung anak niya.
Biglang bawi.
Oo, yung parang, hindi kasi sa akin parang ano lang eh, parang the more you just like treat it like it's not a big deal, the less you have to come up with mga ganun na kunyari
paliwanag.
Pa. At saka yung ano eh, it just leaves a bad taste in the mouth when you know na, hello, I mean, obviously you would want your kid to be in good
yeah.
schools, diba?
So, and especially if you made a, kasi ang problema lang is when people make a big deal.
Yeah.
Out of it, like yung before.
Yeah.
Before lumabas yung resulta, kasi parang, alam mo yon, baka sure sila na makakapasa, so they tell everybody about it.
Yun nga eh, kasi nag-iwan ka na ng resibo. Sinabi mo na how much, tapos bilang babawi ka later na, ayaw naman talaga namin na mag-
Yun yung
nakakainis eh, di ba?
Ang awkward.
Plus, you say, ay, sayang, oh well, you know. Hopefully, makapasok siya sa ibang
school. Or, well, buti
maganda.
Na lang nag-exam din siya sa ganitong school.
Yun,
ganun na lang,
tapos,
diba?
Tapos alam mo, after that, wala nang, nobody will talk about it anymore.
Yeah!
Eh, total ngayon, you just gave the Marites's
ammunition.
Ay, ayaw daw nila, pero nung ano, excited na excited exactly. malaman. Diba? So, you just gave them more beef.
I think I was one of two people in my batch that didn't take the UPCAP.
Mm-mm. And which, kasi iba yun. I mean, kind of regret. You didn't even
take
it.
I kind of regret it though. No, but only because I was certain I wasn't going there. Because my parents told me, it's too far from where we live. And we're not gonna, you know, let you live in a dorm or something like that. So, pero wala lang. Just sana lang for, alam mo yun? I don't know.
Ako kasi, I was the foolish one. I only took UP.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. Well, of course, I had to take. I mean, not that I didn't want
but
to go there.
But you wanted to go there.
That hello, dun lang ako nag-take ng exam.
So obviously, you wanted to go there.
Yeah, and I probably would not have entered any other... I would probably have missed my semester.
Like, nagkaroon... Oo, parang mag-wait ka na for the next term.
Mag-wait ako for the next term. Yeah. Well, no, probably not. Kasi...
Maaga ba yung UPCAP?
Required... Di ba pag lasal ka, you're required to take the lasal? So...
Ah, really?
Yeah, so I took it. Kasi di ba LSGH ako.
LSAT.
So... Like during one, ano, we everybody took the, like during classes.
Oh,
we all took the
during classes lang.
Yeah. So,
oh, cool.
Alam mo yun, like whether you were planning to go there or not.
Uh-uh.
So, I would have been okay naman if I went to Lasal. Hindi naman pala ako ano. Pero alam mo yun, like literally, if it weren't part of like the Lasal system to take the exam, I probably would have skipped a semester if I didn't get into
UP. My God. Did you get your, course, your first choice of course in UP?
In UP, no.
What was your first choice?
No. My first choice was biology, zoology. Because I wanted to be a doctor, you know? So, hindi ako nakapasa dun. So, my second choice was English,
which
is actually
in.
What I really wanted. Tapos later on, when, kasi diba you can go to the guidance to see your UPCAT, to see how you did.
Okay.
If you wanted to. So, turns out, like I so did not make it to zoology, but it turns out I was the highest in English.
Oh my God, you were meant to be an Englisher.
Yes, like shocked ako nung nakita ko yung
wow
yung results.
Yeah, I never found out the results of our.
Yeah, it was fun because somebody brought it up. Na did you know? Pwede yung chicken uriratin yung ano nyo, yung upcat nyo. And I'm like, oh, I wanna see it. Siyempre, the nerd that I am.
I would have wanted to see mine too.
Diba?
Damn it.
Like, you would see where you scored.
Yeah.
Obviously, my lowest was math. alam mo, if not for math, I would have gotten so much higher grade.
Oh.
Yeah. Tapos parang grade ko yata 96.
Yeah.
Yeah. But can you imagine, a 96 grade is so far from like, making the cut in zoology.
Because...
Parang lahat yata sila 100.
It's like, siguro grade. Sobrang small lang talaga ng percentage.
Like, malayo na yung... Like,
well, quote the course siguro kasi siya.
Yes.
Diba? It's like that, right?
Yeah.
Some
so
courses
I
are...
I didn't have a shot.
But broadcast communications in UP is also a quota course, right?
It is. It wasn't at my time.
Kasi napaisip po. Kasi yung college bestie ko... also got into UP for Broadcom, but she chose Com Arts in LaSalle kasi mas malapit din yung bahay
yes.
niya doon. So,
inabutan ko nung naging quota course siya.
Okay!
Yeah, inabutan ko.
Oh!
So, nung time na lumipat ako, non pa siya.
Ah, okay.
Tapos yun. But, yeah. Number 6 from JR Keita, true story. I have this amiga na panay post tungkol sa ika-anim ng utos ng Diyos. Pero self-proclaimed naman na karendiryang bukas sa lahat at kasali sa Association of Home Wreckers Club.
So yung pang-anim ba is thou shalt not commit adultery?
Yeah.
You know what? Pag kinwisby ako sa Ten Commandments, hindi ko alam kung maninim ko pa siya in order.
And I, like, okay, TBH, I only assumed that it was that because of
but
the
you're
entry.
Not even...
Hindi ko rin alam yung mga gitna-gitna na in order.
Oh my God! I'm guessing yun nga yun. Thou shalt not kill is at number 4, I think. Am I right? This is so weird because ito yung mga information na alam mo all your school life. Especially my school life since I went to a Catholic school. Teka lang. Bihira mangyari to sa'yo, ah.
Nasamid ako.
parang nabulunan ata nabulunan si Chico.
Okay, here we go.
Bakit ganun? May ibang text na yung number 6 says, you shall not murder. 7 yung adultery.
O baka.
Ha?
Wait, di ba merong ano yan? Merong, there's a teleserye. Ika-blank na utos ng Diyos. And it was about adultery.
Ika-7.
Oh, yun na nga. Ika-7 nga. So I guess nagkamali lang yung entry.
Ah, okay. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Di ba? It was a teleserye. A local teleserye.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Siyempre,
yeah.
Tagalog.
Oo. Okay lang ba tayo today?
Kasi I realized there was no need to mention that it was local. Given that the title, ika-7 utos ng Diyos. I realized. Yeah, I didn't have to say that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, 7th yung adultery. 6th yung murder.
Murder. And number 5 for Maxim De Winter. Ayoko na lang mag-talk. Yung boyfriend mong mas mabilis pang lumingon nung sinabi kong, wow, ducks.
Baka fan ng ano, Mighty Ducks.
Mm, ng mga ibon, di ba?
Oo, so, di ba?
Ay, look, ang cute ng mga duck. Pero what kind? Di ba, Mandarin duck? Pamalay mo, goose pa nga yun.
Peking duck.
Peking duck.
I don't know what the diss is.
What do you mean?
Like,
ay, look, ducks? Well, kind of easy. Well, yeah, kinds of ducks, yeah, I know. Pero duck and goose, it's easy. The neck. Pahaba lang siya ng pahaba. So, short neck duck. Longish neck goose. Really long neck swan.
Mmm.
Pahaba talaga. Like, it's so easy to differentiate ducks from geese.
I love the ducks in children's illustrations.
Yeah.
The yellow ducks na parang bilog yung head. Tapos, they look so cute.
Wait, duckling.
Yeah, like a
pag
rubber
dilaw,
ducky.
Diba? Oh, yun, yeah.
So adorable.
The farm, they have so many ducks and geese. Ang ganda ng all white na geese.
Oh.
They look so clean. And alam mo yung kahit mabantot sila, parang sa itsura lang, they look so clean.
Talaga? Like they're super white talaga.
Super white. And they usually naman like bathe in that. May pond kasi dun. So they look so like wow. But I'm so scared of geese. There are people talaga. I know people na they keep geese more than guard dogs. Mas effective daw talaga. Kasi
really?
Kasi nangahabol
talaga. Do they chase
talaga.
People?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And there, even there, when we see the geese in that resort, parang medyo, pag alam mo yung medyo na pa, ano ka nang malapit, they'll start walking towards you. And when they start walking, you're like, you better start, like medyo lumayo ka na sa kanila. Kasi that walk will turn into a fast walk and then a run. Ganun sila. Una lakad lang eh, slow. Tapos ayan na, pabilis na ng pabilis. And then before you know it, they run kasi with, when they start running, di ba, usually geese, they have their neck held high.
Mm-hmm.
When they start chasing after you, bigla siyang magiging parallel to the ground. They will look like a bullet. Magiging pahaba
sila. Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen that.
That's how they charge.
Oh. What would make them do that though? Like, what would trigger that?
I think they're very territorial in general.
So if you were just parang overstepping.
Kahit dumaan ka lang, pwede ka nilang habulin. Some geese are
okay.
Like that.
Oo.
Tapos I know families nga na in the province, ganyan, they keep geese as their guard animal, not dogs.
Yeah. Oh, well, and can you imagine kung madami?
Kung madami.
Oh.
Yeah. Number 4 for Milky Bear, ayoko nalang mag-talk. Usually, this is what comes to mind when people take off their masks. Alam mo yung akala mo, attractive. Tapos bigla nagtanggal ng mask and you're like, ay, ayoko na lang mag-talk. Kasi ayaw mo rin maging judgmental, of course.
Oo naman.
Diba? Parang, tsaka parang like, ganda mo. Diba, syempre yung... But at the same time, you're like, I was kind of expecting something different.
Oopsies.
Number 4 for Milky Bear. Ay, yeah, that was Milky Bear. Number 3 for Milo. Ayoko na lang mag-talk. Pero mga school supplies ng anak ni kumare, may logo ng opisina ng pare.
Mali mo, giveaway. Donation.
I remember, I would always have that, alam mo yung, what do you call it? It's pad paper, pero hindi pad paper for school. Yung may, alam mo, parang reseta ng doktor.
Oo.
That size, pero for the company. Because yeah. In my dad's company, hindi naman kinukupit yun. Like, they can get naman as much as they want. But he would always give that to me for like, my drawings and for whatever. It's a very fond memory of mine, of my late father. Kasi parang excited na ako eh. Kasi every now and then, pag ubos na, mag-uwi siya.
Ng ganong pad.
Ng ganong pad. Yung maliit na pad na yun lang. Yun nga, para siyang doctor's reseta. It was like one of the highlights of my very simple childhood. Oh. Na pag nagbigay siya ng ganon, magda-drawing na ako. Tapos tapos
cute.
Pag ano, nasilip mo yung mga... Tinga, wala na yung pad paper na yun eh.
Kasi ano ba yung mga drawing mo?
Mga drawing ko yung mga mermaid, mga
crowns, tiaras.
mga ganun.
Unicorn.
Mga ganyan.
Na-imagine
ganda,
ko.
Ganda. Number two from the Super Malas Guy. Ayoko na lang mag-cut. Pero alam nyo, lagi na pagkakamalan akong merong lata ng Pringles sa bulsa.
Okay. Hindi mo naman talaga kailangan mag-talk. Mag-send ka ng photo. Mas okay.
Take it a step further na. Yung kanta ng Right Said Fred, don't talk.
Just kiss.
Oh, diba? May mga ganyan. May mga ganyan.
Pringles. Ano yung mini?
Uy, pangit. Pag yung mini. Diyos ko, parang... Ano yung parang evap?
Parang evapo.
Huwag ganon.
I'm not gonna ruin it for you. No.
And the top, ayoko na lang mag-talk, comes from Archer Aguilar.
Archer Aguilar says,
yung tinanong ako ni crush, kung sino ang crush ko, kasi wingman ko daw siya.
Malay mo, di ba? Pag ganun, you can just pretend.
Pero isn't... So when somebody tells you that, they're 100% sure that it's not them.
No, it could be their way of fishing. Maybe they already know that. Maybe they also like you. And they just want to confirm if may iba kang gusto or wala.
Oh, pwede rin. It could be. Kasi I'm thinking, unless it's very unlikely, ha? Not for anything, pero diba usually if somebody is really like pretty or handsome, like they know that there's a very big likelihood that, you know, people will be attracted to them at the very least.
Mm-hmm.
So parang alam mo yon, like yung if you like offer to be somebody's wingman, you've obviously assumed that it's not you. Otherwise, yun nga, kunyari wala kang ano naman, wala ka namang
subterfuge.
Wala kang ulterior motive. Diba, when you offer to be somebody's wingman, you assume that they don't have any feelings for you.
But when you offer to be somebody's wingman, it also means you want to spend more time with them. You kind of want to get in their good graces or you want them to confide in you. So it's very suspicious, actually.
And obviously, you're going to be going out together.
Yeah, it's very suspicious when somebody tells you that. It's highly possible that they like you.
Okay.
Unless, kasi, parang ang random kasi nung, unless kunyari nasa club kayo talaga reho, and then suddenly the person tells you, do you find anyone you fancy? I'll be your wingman. Pero yung tipong nasa office setting kayo, tapos bigla kang nalapitan na. So, is there anyone you like? I'll be your wingman.
Parang, I've never experienced either way. Like being a wingman or having a wingman. Siguro ano pa, hype man. Alam mo yung parang like, not so much that you would help them get the girl or the boy, but more like, pag nakausap mo yung crush nila, you'll say nice things about them.
Yeah, I guess.
Yan, siguro that. Because I find it so weird, the whole concept of having a wingman. It's like,
I think it works so if weird. Like, it works for super torpe people.
Siguro.
Who really don't know how to approach their crush.
Because I would say that I'm very shy, but I wouldn't say I'm torpe. So I don't really know the whole concept of asking a friend to help me out. Na ilalakad ako sa... Yun nga, at most nga, hype man siguro. Kunyari,
that's true.
Kunyari, friend mo, yung gusto ko.
Mm.
Then I'd be like, hey, put in a good word for me. Pag naman nakausap mo, sabihin mo, I'm such a wonderful person. And you know, that, siguro ganon, in that kind of manner,
I mean,
I would appreciate a hype man.
You didn't even have to ask me. I just invited them to guest on the show.
Yan na nga naman tayo eh. Yan na naman tayo eh.
No words were spoken. Inano lang. Oh.
Ikaw ang nag-imbita, pero sino may shout out?
Oo. Oh, syempre, di ba? Yun talaga yung role ng wing woman. You can take all the credit.
Yeah. Alam mo pa isang okay na wingman?
Oo.
Si Jinri.
Ay, oo nga. Actually, mm-hmm. Maano nga rin siya.
I miss Jinri.
Kanino kanya inano, winning woman?
I like Jinri. There you go, the top 10. Ayoko na lang mag-talk. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag ayoko na lang mag-talk in all your tweets.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thanking the Super Malas Guy for our topic. Hashtag ayoko na lang magtalk. Let's start off at number 10 from Arch Aguilar. Yung wasak na naman sa inom si friend na nagsabi a million times before, di na ako iinom ulit, ever.
How many times have you said that?
Ayoko na lang magtalk. Ako nga, I never said that I'll never drink again.
Mm.
But I did. I mean, not that I don't drink, but like, my gosh, very rarely. I would say the last time I drank was 5 years ago.
5 years
like,
ago?
Like, definitely beyond the pandemic. Before, way before.
Oh, wow.
Tsaka ano lang, like, I'm talking maybe one bottle of beer. That's already my uminom ako.
I don't
like,
remember
I just
the.
Don't.
I don't remember the last time I had a drink.
Yeah. Oh, well, unless you count the our mga
New Year's.
Na.
Uh-oh.
Pero, I mean, gets. Like, yung, like, literally during a night out.
Like a party.
I can't even remember when.
It's been a while. But I'm pretty sure I did say that as well. The last time I was
at
probably buzzed. Yeah.
Pero ako, it was. There was. They was the one. there was a moment na medyo turning point. It was an RX party and it was one of those I didn't go home.
Oh my God.
And then from the RX party, dire-direcho na. It was one of the most physically unpleasant experiences I have ever had.
Pinag-worry mo pa siguro si baby Will.
No naman. I mean, because if I was able to work, it means I wasn't really like knocked out. It was more of, I had a really bad hangover.
The aftermath.
I felt sick.
Well, I can imagine.
I just felt so tired and sleepy and my body shut down and I had to do 4 hours of work.
Did you try to sleep here for a little bit?
Probably not. Because if I did, I probably wouldn't wake up for the show.
Mm.
Like, it was a decision eh. Na tuloy-tuloy ko na. Kasi
like,
pag umuwi
grab
ako,
breakfast na before.
Baka wala na to. Hindi na ako matutuloy na sa absent to. It was such a bad idea. Kaya now, I have a... Although I don't drink anymore. Pero I have this parang thing na pagpuyatan. Kahit no alcohol involved. I need a psychological... like 1 hour sleep.
Okay.
Yung kailangan ko lang masabi sa sarili ko
in
na natulog ako in my own bed. So I have to go home. Even if let's say you go, you just have 1 hour. Why would you sleep? I would rather take that short nap so that I have a mental, I have a psychological note that, oh, I had some sleep.
Okay.
Hindi
well,
ko kaya na
sense.
Walang tulog na in my head. Uh-uh. Wala pa akong tulog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I would rather do the walang tulog and then pass out when I get home.
Oh, I can't.
For the
I
entire
can't.
Day.
And number 9 from Camilo, ayoko na lang mag-talk. yung friend mo na who reappears na dumoble ang laki ng boobs after a month of, quote, spiritual retreat. Pero now, more and more,
pala ng boobs yun, ah.
Ang dami na talaga na, like, especially the younger ones. Like, it's really a thing now. Diba yung mga
classic
sa TikTok,
surgery in general.
Papakita pa nila yung before and after.
Oh, yeah. Everybody, you know? Hello, usong-uso ngayon yung my rhinoplasty journey.
Yeah.
Like, it's a, like, they document the whole thing. Diba yung parang, 10 days before my surgery.
Yeah.
You know that yung Kesha, yeah, yung ano, yung background music. TikTok ata.
Oh.
And then parang it goes on and on and on. What's that song? Tayo Cruz?
Yeah, Dynamite.
Dynamite. Basta yun, it's that song. Yung mashup nung TikTok and Dynamite. Tapos yung parang iikot yung head nila na parang 3 months before my surgery. Tapos 2 weeks before my surgery. Tapos 5 days, 1 hour before my surgery. And then like yung finally.
Oh,
like,
I wanna see that.
Oh, I see that all the time. Ang daming ganun. Sobrang dami. And it's like, it just shows, yun nga, yung before to the point na may tahi na yung ilong. And then to, you know, the yung recovered look.
Kasi nga
na,
parang ano na siya, imagine mo talagang, you shouted out to the world, you know. And before it was like, yun nga, may mga elaborate ano pa, mga cover-ups na mag-states or whatever. Yeah.
And you know why? I also feel like because social media is so big and everybody posts pictures, selfies and all that, like there's no hiding it.
There's no,
so if you, no, but you know what I mean? For majority of people, you might as well just own it and say, yeah, I'm getting it done. Kesa naman, you're gonna deny it. And it's so obvious because one can just dig up an old photo of yours from like 3 months ago and compare it to the current. And it's so obvious.
Kasi I think a lot of celebrities, it's not that they will deny it. It's more like, look, it's there. Do the math. But I'm not going
but
to,
I'm not
like,
gonna,
I'm not
broadcast
going to
it,
call attention to it. Uh-huh. And,
well,
you know, show,
you know,
everybody,
I think
how I looked like before the procedures.
There's no right way of going about it naman. It's a personal thing. So if you don't want to, you know, post your own journey na kailangan pa i-broadcast, you don't have to.
Yeah.
But if you want to, that's also fine.
Yeah, true. Number 8 from Duchess Jemai, ayoko na lang mag-talk. Yung galit na galit ang family ng ex ko nung naghiwalay kami. Kasi ako daw yung walang kwenta sa relationship namin at unfaithful.
Ooh,
ako kasi in general, I'd like to stay away from that whole balika ng allegations. Pero pag kunyari, it's all out fake news. Alam mo yung like, hello, it's the other way around. I will say it.
You will tell them.
I will say it.
Actually, I have an issue with the ex.
Oh, yeah.
Kasi ikaw yung dapat na nag-dispel ng rumors na ganun eh. Na parang, that's not true. Especially kung alam mo na ikaw yung guilty party. Tapos you're gonna allow your family to think that way of your ex?
Mm-hmm.
That's horrible.
Tsaka sa akin parang ano eh, sa akin parang, even if let's say it comes to a point na parang he says, she says na lang.
Mm.
Na wala talaga, nobody will back down. Basta A will say, you cheated. B will say, no, you cheated. But for me, it's important that you say it.
Yeah.
I did not cheat.
That's
and
true.
Bahala na kayo who you want to, ano, do the math, do your own investigations. But I just need to put it out there. For the record, I'm telling you, I did not cheat.
Yeah.
Diba? Parang it's important to say. Because after that, that's already beyond your control. You know, you will have people who will believe you. You will have people who will not believe you. Wala ka na dun. Basta ikaw, nasabi mo yung...
May official statement.
May official statement ka that you did not cheat.
Totoo. Tsaka you don't even... You don't have to exist in their world anymore. They don't have to exist in your world anymore.
Mm.
Yun, but basta maganda nga yung gano'n na meron kang last word in.
Kunyari gano'n yung family, di ba? Na parang, hindi, ikaw ang nag-cheat sa anak namin. I'd be like, I will just say this once. Your beloved child is the cheater. You will probably not believe me. You talk to them. Kayong bahalang mag-ano dyan. But I don't know. Maybe in the future, deep inside your hearts, you will know who's really telling the truth. You don't even have to admit it to me. You don't even have to apologize to me. But I'm telling you now, it's the other way around. Tas tapos, di ba? Bahala na sila. They can live the rest of their lives thinking that I'm the cheater. That's not my problem anymore.
Kaya minsan, mas okay. Huwag mo na lang kilalanin yung family. Pero wala nang explanation.
Ay, mahirap kasi pag yung nandun na kayo sa level na akala nyo, kayo kakasal na, kayo, di ba? And all that. So, syempre, kikilalanin mo, di ba?
Not necessarily.
How can you not know the family of your husband?
I mean, you can think someone will be your end game and you're gonna spend the rest of your life together without going there. It can happen, trust me.
Okay, okay. And number 7, coming from Abby CJ, ayoko na lang mag-talk. Yung bunsong kapatid, yung laging pinagtatabi ni mama ng food, yung bunsong kapatid namin. Pero pag ako na yung kakain, sasabihin, ay wala na, mag-prito ka na lang ng itlog. Sa akin kasi...
Kasi baka hindi marunong magluto yung buns.
Alam mo, sa akin, it's okay if you have favorites. I really don't have an issue with it. But the treatment has to be equal.
You have to be at least subtle about it.
Uh-oh.
Or don't... Yeah, don't hindi, do that akin, in your face. Yung in your face thing na ganyan.
Kunyari, wala lang. Talaga, kunyari, mas mahal mo yung si kapatid A versus me and kapatid C, for example. That's fine. Pero, kunyari, binilan mo ng laruan si A, bilan mo rin ng laruan si B at si C. Hindi pwede
true
yung may favorite ka na nga, tapos hindi ka pa fair. Kasi hindi mo, you cannot argue kasi with sino yung malapit talaga sa parents.
Yeah,
mo,
yeah,
that
yeah
is something that's intangible. Meron talaga silang, wala lang, I'm just closer to this one. But you have to be fair.
Can I tell you about the story about my late lola? So itong lola ko na hindi... I didn't grow up with this lola.
Okay.
Kasi doon ako sa kabilang lola mas lumaki. So, pero of course, lola ko pa rin na yun regardless, di ba? Anyway, there was one time na nagmamerienda kami sa bahay ng lola ko. And I was with a couple of cousins that I obviously were closer to that lola kasi they grew up with the lola.
With the lola.
Then kasama nila sa house and all.
Ah, okay.
So, nagmamerienda kami. And it was my, it was me, that was my cousins, my lola, and my mom was also there. And then, alam mo yung may lazy Susan yung table. Tapos, syempre, nandun yung food, ganyan. Tapos, hindi ko na maalala kung ano yung merienda, baka hotdog or something like that, ganyan. Tapos, my mom noticed na yung lola ko will always turn the lazy Susan na yung food nakatapat dun sa dalawa kong pinsan. Hindi sa akin. Oh. Basta parang iniikot niya lagi pabalik dun sa... Tapos, so, yung nanay kong maldita din naman. Iikot niya pabalik. So, imagine mo yung... Maya-maya, after a few minutes, iikot na naman ng lola ko. Kasi yung mama ko mapapansin na naman, iikot na naman niya pabalik sa akin.
Tapos, at ano, dun po nagsimula ang tinaguri ang Angry Susan.
Susan.
Competitive Susan.
Oh my, that's nakakatawa. Naaalala ko siya from my childhood. And this happened. Like, so I was little pa, pero tawang-tawa ako kasi kinwento ni mama kay papa. Siyempre nanay niya yung nilipa. So kinwento niya. My dad just, you know, laughed it off. Obviously.
Yeah.
Hindi, kasi parang, yun nga, parang obvious naman na gets din naman ni mama na how sila yung magiging mas favorite. Kasi nga sila yung subaybayan lumaki. Hindi naman ako. So, yun.
Pero sa akin, ganun nga eh. Let's take that example, right? Parang you cannot take it away from somebody who would be closer to the other kids. Pero yung kunyari, pag ganun, leave it. Diba? Let whoever take whatever.
Yup.
That's what I mean.
I think that's also what kind of triggered my mom. Because she noticed
point.
It. Na parang, why does she keep doing that?
Uh-oh.
Right? So, but anyway, rest in peace, my lola.
Hindi, pero diba, that's what I was saying, Anna. There is a difference between having a favorite and being unfair.
Because
I know so many parents who do have favorites. They know that they actually have favorites among their kids.
Mm-mm.
That's why they're also very careful not to be unfair.
Of course.
So kahit mas malapit ako dun sa isa, pag may binigay ako sa kanya, bibigyan ko rin yung iba. Just to make sure that nobody feels the unfavored one.
Slighted.
Yeah.
Tsaka I agree with you. Na minsan yung having favorites, that's unavoidable. Tsaka talaga namang your parents will be closer to one kid or not as close. Diba? Depende rin on their interests. Minsan, depende rin sa schedule. Kung ikaw yung lagi na sa bahay, obviously, you're the one that always gets to talk to your parents. So, yung parang ganun, it's fine nga. It's another thing when they do that.
No, because I know how it is, for, even from the other side. Although I do not have children, I do have pets.
Okay.
And sometimes, like, I catch myself na, kunyari, isa nag-ask for attention, nagpapapansin, KSP, tapos yung isa kasing hinahug ko, tapos nagpapapansin yung isa. And then sometimes, parang, I find myself, like, pushing the other one away, and then I'm like, oh, what am I doing? So, bababa ko muna si Church. I'm like, come
here, baby. Grabe ka kay na Hiroshi. Si Cairo.
Hindi, pero like now, I have to say, especially during the pandemic, I'm so different. Like, I make it a point that I would really spend as equal time as I can with all five of them.
Okay. Sa bagay, di naman nila nakikita sa social media kung sino yung laging pinopost eh.
Bawal sila mag-Instagram. I confiscate their phones and I don't allow them to be on Instagram.
Grabe yung favoritism nito, nakakainis. But yeah.
Hindi, pero kasi like, I also know, like, in my heart of hearts, mahal ko silang lahat.
Yet, of course.
So like, I do believe it when parents say, hindi, mahal ko silang lahat. It's just that you cannot help but be closer to some more than others.
Yeah, and also maybe because they're younger, they're more malambing.
Yan. Mm-hmm.
So that could be a factor. Good diba? Morning to my friend. She's tuned. Hannah, she's tuned in. Hello.
So may mga ganun lang talaga. I mean, basta just try to be fair. You know, I mean, like what you give to one, give to all. Diba?
I agree.
And number six, coming from Juice Blank. Pag may friends ka na nag-break up and one of them twists the truth to make himself the victim. Pero pareho mo silang friend, kaya mahirap pa.
Ay, san ka lulugar? Kailangan mo bang pumili ng side kung sino yung tama?
Hindi.
Or do you just, okay, I get na ikaw yung tama, ikaw yung mali. But, you know, I will still stay friends with both of you.
Yeah.
Is it a crime to stay friends with a person in the wrong?
Yeah, that's really a tough. Kasi di ba meron din naman nung alam mong mali yung friend mo, pagsasabihan mo na lang, pero syempre friend mo pa rin sila.
Exactly.
Di ba? So, that's a tough one. That's a large gray area.
Pero magtatampo naman sa iyo yung isa. Yung isa kasi parang alam mo na nga na ginanito niya ako and you're still friends
with.
Ang hirap.
Kasi kahit ako, kunyari ako yung nasa tama. Tapos nakita ko na friend pa rin siya nung common friend namin. I will admit, sama loob ko.
And but I'm you like, will understand.
You know what this person did to me and you're still friends with him. But you know what? You are friends too. So, siguro may konting panlalamig lang for a while. Pero, yeah, I can't do anything about it. Lalo na kung alam ko na alam mo. Kasi pag kunyari, she says, then, you know, that's fair game because you don't know who's really telling the truth. Pero kunyari, alam ko na you know for a fact
what happened?
Na tama ako and you're still friends with him. Kasi sa akin, okay lang to be friends eh, but you have to say it. You have to tell them that they're wrong.
And you're,
But still remain friends. I'm okay with that.
That's actually a good parang way to go about it.
Yung gusto ko lang, alam mo at alam niya na alam mo na parang, uy, mali ka naman doon.
Ikaw yung may kasalanan.
Mali ka doon. But you know what? You're still my friend. But FYI, mali ka doon.
At saka siguro okay ano lang, pag ganun din, yung keep our relationships separate.
Separate.
Huwag mo nang pag-anuhin. Yung kasi sometimes the tendency is for the friend in the middle to mediate. Na parang, you know, nag-break na kayo, but can you like go back to being friends so life is easier for all of us? But you know, you can't force din kasi yun nga, the aggrieved party to just forgive and move on. Diba?
True. Number five from Icon Jen, yung office mate mong pinagyayabang sa lahat ng kainuman niya na sorry. Yung office mate mong pinagmamayabang sa lahat na kumakain I have to edit. Sorry. Kasi parang yung
sige.
Construction.
Take three.
Ulit. Okay. Yung office mate mong pinagmamayabang sa lahat na kumain siya doon sa bagong mamahaling restaurant not knowing na isa sa mga sinasabihan niya ang may-ari.
Ayoko na lang mag-talk. That's so cringy.
And for me, kung ako yung may-ari, talagang hindi na lang ako magtotong. Kasi parang nakakahiya. I mean, I would feel bad for the person.
Yeah.
If I suddenly said that now. Actually, I own that restaurant.
I mean, it's actually a compliment.
It's a compliment.
So you don't have to.
You don't have to. And let them find out on their own.
True.
Let somebody text them that...
Yes.
Yung isang kasabayan nating
kumain,
eh, siya yung may-ari nun. You know, let them figure it out.
Don't embarrass them.
Uh-uh. Diba? Number four from Milky Bay. Or... make it seem like it's not a big deal.
Oh, pwede rin.
Like, alam mo yung, the moment they say that, oh my gosh, thank you, that's my restaurant. Thank you so much. Uh-huh. Oh, that's so cool. Thank you for dropping by. Para tapos na.
Yeah.
And nobody has to text them and you don't have to be awkward. Diba? Maganda rin yun eh.
Pwede
pag yung
rin.
Mabilis mo nang just address the elephant in the room and then done. Donezo. And it's like, ay nako, balik kayo, you know.
Actually, yeah.
Dinner my treat one time.
I think
know.
Ano mo na yun eh.
Ganun.
I think medyo responsibility mo na yun to let the person feel na it's no big deal.
It's not a big deal.
You're just happy that they enjoyed. Yes. Parang ganun. Diba?
Number four for Milky Bear, yung may narinig kang weird na sound, pero ayaw mo na lang i-share sa mga kasama mo kasi alam mong matatakotin sila. Ayoko na lang.
Please, ako kung friend kita, tapos may na-notice ka na ganun, huwag ka na lang mag-talk.
Huwag ka na lang mag-talk.
Don't tell me. I will not appreciate that information.
And from the Super Malas Guy, sino daw yung naririnig ng kapitbahay na nagsisigawan sa amin? Eh, ako lang naman mag-inasama. Tapos pa, you know, even what's creepier, like, yung tatanong mo kung kailan nila narinig. Tapos, yung bibigay nila na date, yun yung time na out of town. And there was nobody there. You know what I found creepy? Kasi, si Baby Whale has this habit of checking out Google Maps.
Mm.
Google Maps ba yan? Google Earth? Yung you can see
the
actual photo.
Yeah.
So, madalas siya mag-ganon. Tapos, meron siya tinitingnan na isang island. Pag ano niya, merong plane. Like, smack in the middle of the island. And it was like, bakit merong plane? Tapos, you know, people were explaining. You know how like sometimes merong ganun na yung batang nadapa? Kasi parang it's like literally a photograph.
Oo.
So pag nagkataon, yung pagka-picture merong nadapa, it'll be immortalized forever in Google. So sabi nila, sometimes it's just a plane that's literally flying overhead.
Okay.
And then it's a top photo, right?
Uh-oh.
So, mukhang nasa island siya.
Ah, okay.
When in fact, it's just flying low. Mm. Siguro it was about to land or something. Mm-hmm. So anyway, sabi ko, so ang weird no, nakikita mo talaga, pati mga puno-puno. Tapos bilang naisip ko, what if habang nag... Diba that's a photograph?
Yeah.
Tapos somebody suggested, you should try like doing that Google Earth thing. Dun sa yung suicide forest ng Japan. Kasi ginawa daw niya, may mga nakikita siya ng mga damit-damit.
Oh no.
And then sabi ko, why would you do that? It's so scary. It's so creepy. Tapos bilang na-realize ko, what if, even if it's not there, somewhere else, yung kunyari, like a random forest. Ay, ano to? Tapos bilang may makita kami kumakaway sa'yo.
Or what if, i-search mo yung sarili mong address, tapos makita mo may nakatayong babaeng itim sa labas ng gate.
Doon sila. Oh my God! Hindi, you know what's worse?
What?
You know what's worse? Pagkita mo dun sa bahay nyo, nandun siya sa bubong. Alam mo yung nakasilip from above?
Eee, I can't! Eee, don't even. Huwag na lang.
Yung nakaitim, tapos nakaano siya. Tapos yung naka, alam mo yung naka, nakaklamp pa yung claws niya dun sa side
so
ng
scary.
Roof. Tapos yung nakasilip, pinapanood
ka.
Oh my gosh, but yeah, that's a little creepy. Kasi diba, there's a collection of images caught by Google Earth.
Na gano'n, na medyo...
Yung mga embarrassing, yung mga half, yung nadapa on their way to the ground.
Tapos
yung mga wapoy's shots na whatever. Yeah, it's all
kasi
captured
it,
there.
Yeah, kasi hindi mo naman alam when it's going to happen.
And my question is, do they update it? And if they do, how often?
Oh, that I don't know. But I've seen it, yung vehicle nila going around. Kasi so, the, I think meron yung aerial shots. Meron din yung sa street. Di ba may street view?
Meron din street
so,
view.
Yeah.
Although, the last time that I checked our house, it's still from away a couple of years
minsan
back.
You'll malayo be able to na tell kasi iba na yung pintura nung gate nyo. Yes. Yung ganun, di ba?
Alam ko parang I forgot what it was, pero na-notice naman it was a good 10-15 years ago.
Oh, a long time
medyo
ago.
Medyo matagal. So, I don't know. I hope they updated though. Para yeah lang. But it is creepy what you'll find. Like, what if you stumble upon a murder scene?
Yee.
Diba? Oh, when doing yeah that, it's so creepy. I don't want to do
extra
that.
Extra creepy.
I don't want to zoom in. And number three from Hey Tina, as the saying goes, money talks, wealth whispers. Alam mo yung people who have a little bit of money tend to be a bit louder.
About it. Yeah.
And then those who are like truly dripping with wealth are the ones who, generally speaking, obviously yeah there are exceptions, pero generally speaking, they're less likely to be flashy.
In general, no? Diba nga, the ones na famously would walk in like a luxury store na sobrang casual lang nung itsura.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that can actually
yep
buy kasi whatever.
A lot of them also know, because if they've been living a lifetime of wealth, they also know the dangers of advertising your wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya a lot of them are very low-key.
Yeah.
Yung parang because they do have a lot, they don't want people to know how much they have.
Exactly.
As opposed to people who don't have as much, you try to inflate what you actually have and make people think you have more. That's how it works.
Because especially in this day and age, it's become like an investment for people to do that. To, diba? Yung parang, it's an investment na they want to create a certain image for
image
themselves. It's like
yeah
a, it's like branding, diba?
Yeah.
So, because I want to attract similar brands or brands of this caliber, eh, yun yung iaano ko sa sarili ko din.
Yun ay pa-project mo.
Oh, so you'll buy all that stuff, right?
Right, true. Number two from Queen of Deadma, ayoko na lang mag-talk. Yung magpapasalamat na lang daw kami at may work pa kami ngayong pandemic kahit di na makatao yung pagpapa-OT sa amin ng walang bayad. Mali naman yun. I mean, I think it goes without saying that everybody who still have jobs should be thankful that they have jobs.
Yeah.
But it's not an excuse for
abuse.
Unfair labor practices naman.
Yes.
Oo. Of course, you still have rights, diba? Hindi naman pwedeng porque kailangan na kailangan mo yung job and tagira pang panahon, abusuhin ka naman, diba?
Uh-oh.
It's a different thing altogether.
Iba yun.
And the top, ayoko na lang mag-talk, comes from Simply Nedge.
Simply Nedge says,
when you ask my advice about, quote, a friend's problem, pero alam ko naman na ikaw talaga yun. Ayoko na lang mag-talk.
Ah.
Alam mo yung sasakyan mo na lang. Kasi kunyari, let's say it's really embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
And then like,
so I have a friend.
Tawagin
na natin siya sa pangalang Biko.
Biko Farsi. Ngayon,
anong problema ni Biko?
Ang problema ni Biko, parang parang meron siyang co-host. Na, lagyan natin, tago natin sa pangalang Frazel. Rocky Lawn.
Anong problema?
Mm-mm. Ang problema, ano sila eh, may pinag-aagawan sila eh.
Tago
natin
na lang
sa pangalan.
No.
Tago na lang natin sa pangalan.
Sure ka. Sure ka ba dyan?
Rhymes with pancit.
I can't!
Bihon.
Ah, okay.
Malabong. Okay, so
wala naman eh. Wala namang chance.
Grabe
naman. Oo.
Sige na nga, fine. So the top 10, ayoko na lang mag-talk. We have two more batches, but when we come back, we will be on Facebook Live.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today.
Yes, okay. Feedback.
Just a minute. There you go. There you go.
There you have it.
And we are also live on Facebook.
Facebook.com/RX931. Twitch TV and YouTube live.
There you go. And we're joined by Marky. Hello, Marky.
Hello, hello, hello.
There you
How
go.
How was your weekend?
Good, good.
I was all stalker vibes this weekend.
Why?
Because I saw Hazel was in Eastwood. So
oh, my God, yeah.
She had a boyfriend.
Mark is so funny. I was just with a friend. Okay, so...
And I was like, oh my gosh, does Hazel have someone that she's not... What is the tea?
Marky, if I wanted to hide, I wouldn't have tagged my location, okay? So I was just having dinner in Eastwood. And so I posted a photo. Tapos natawa ako kasi Marky messaged me saying parang something like, are you in Eastwood? And then parang I saw it, but then I didn't get to open it right away because I think maybe I was getting something or whatever. And then when I finally opened the message so I could reply, pagkita ko, he deleted. Like, he deleted.
Because I wanted to
Yun
scare
pala,
her.
He was Uh-oh. On the way to where I was to surprise me na parang, huli ka.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. Marky, I swear.
Oh. Wala na kasi si Rika. So, I mean, someone's gotta be the...
someone's gotta do it.
Pero totoo yan
someone's
eh.
Someone's gotta be the crazy. Yeah.
When you think about it, if Hazel wanted to hide something, she will not go to that place where two of the biggest Marites reside.
Exactly.
So, exactly.
Talaga mag-i-Eastwood
pa siya.
So I
said, wala naman si Chico ngayon kasi natutulog siya in that other village. So I will be the one to take charge today.
Ay, nako. Style mo.
Okay.
Bulok.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, wala siyang nahuli.
You know
don't
what?
Worry.
Wala akong nahuli.
Wala akong nahuli.
Wala man
no, well, nothing exciting. Right. I was literally with a friend.
I was looking for a manong. I was like, where's the manong?
And
unfortunately, walang tea today.
Nothing at all. Number 10, coming from Diabolique. True story. Ayoko na lang mag-talk. Members ng religious org, lector sa simbahan, pero panay naman ang parinig sa social media at panlalait ng kapwa.
Uy, yeah. Lector ako sa simbahan dati ah.
Oh, exactly. Just prove the point. Just prove the point.
I was though.
No, pero ang daming trolls na ganun, no? Mm-hmm. Like, they're like literally gonna troll you, and then you check their profile because you wanna know who this terrible person is. And then you see all of these Bible quotes.
Exactly.
Thou shall not do this and that and the other. And I'm just like, come on, people. Practice what you preach.
Amen.
Totoo yan. And number 9, coming from Hey Tina. I just do what I have to finish. Let my report sheet do the talking for those who question my credentials. Like, ito naman, different kind of ayoko na lang mag-talk. More like, I literally will not explain myself. Let my work speak for itself. Bahala kayong lahat magkagulo dyan.
Actually, mas okay pa yung ganun minsan.
Diba?
Yeah, just let the work do what you need it to do. You don't have to talk all the time.
Para tayong ano?
Talking's cheap.
Look at us. We look like a staircase. Ano mo yung...
Pataas ng pataas.
Para tayong...
Kasi ang baba para ng chair ko.
Hagdan.
Yan, para tinas hagdan. Ko na.
And also, hindi. Alam ko ba't mo binabaan.
Hindi ko binabaan. I came and it was like that. I didn't adjust it.
You did. Binabaan mo. Kasi baka magulantang
okay,
kami sa ano. Magulantang kami sa cleavage mo.
Wala naman. Oo. Grabe. Hindi masyado, diba?
And also, number 8 from ODH, yung dalawa mong friends na nawawala in the middle of the inuman kasi parehong nag-CR.
Anong meron sa CR? Ba't kailangan dalawa?
Hindi, diba? Parang, come with me. I need to powder diba, my nose.
Yeah, like, diba the girls, that's how they do it sometimes.
Oh, so why not the boys?
Kayo ba?
They have to go together.
No, you, Chico and Marky, have you ever Like, alam mo yung parang, uy, CR tayo, tapos sabay kayo. Or do you just go by yourself?
We just go.
There are times, but when it happens, like, literally, Chico takes the urinal and then I take the stall.
The stall?
Parang hindi awkward.
Hindi, tsaka, hindi kami ano, hindi kami nagpapasama sa isa't isa. Kunyari lang, sabay kaming magbabathroom. Like, we just go, you know, if it's just so happened na sabay kami, then sabay. Pero yung, uy, Marky, we ako, let's go. Yeah. Some, parang,
like, we're not gonna cross streams or anything.
Tara, Marky, let's wee-wee. Hindi naman ganon.
Hindi ganon. Nagkakasabay lang. Grabe. And also, number 7, coming from Milky Bear, ayoko na lang mag-talk. Yung support daw siya sa love life ko. Pero abangers pala sa jowa ko.
Ano yan? Yung mga may maitim na balak.
Oo.
Valak.
Valak.
Pag maitim na balak, dapat ang tawag, valak.
Valak.
Because literally, well, outfit, nakaitim siya.
Correct.
Number 6 from Arabin. Ayoko na lang mag-talk. Pag may santo-santitang celeb, pero ang dami mong personal experiences, kung gaano siya kamaldita IRL.
Ooh. Mm.
And alam mo yung, ayaw mo naman manira, gets? Yung parang, kasi if you talk, if you tell people, it's just going to come out like naninira ka, diba? When, in fact, your experiences are legit. Like you actually have experiences about this person. Kahit hindi pa nga celebrity eh. Kahit just a regular person, but you have bad experience. Diba?
Maldita
like,
pala.
I heard this story. This like, oh my gosh. This is the reason why I was scared to do like Virgin Forest with, especially with these women and do these scenes that are a little bit, you know, NSFW. Mm. Because I didn't know how they would react after. Right? Because you don't know if you did anything to hurt them.
Oh.
But I had a friend who did one of these scenes with another actress who was like one of the top actresses of one of these networks.
Mm.
I'm not gonna say what. Anyway, so this friend of mine, you know, he's an indie actor and he was doing his thing and, you know, the scene required him to do something to a girl. And it wasn't like, I know him, he wouldn't do anything terrible. I mean, that wasn't warranted. It was required for the scene. So they did the scene, and then after that, she flips out on him. She flips out on the entire production. What is this? Blah, blah, blah. We talked about what he can do and what he couldn't do. And but then she started saying things that he didn't actually do.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, in, like, her story changed like 4 or 5 different...
So, para mas mapasama yung nire-reklamo niya.
Mas,
dinagdagan niya.
Yes. And then, yun, he was never hired again in the network.
Oh my
never,
God!
Whatever.
What a terrible person!
Like, okay, I've worked with him in a series recently. And so, he's like, actually, you know, I know how he works. And he works well. He wouldn't do anything to hurt or offend anyone. Yun lang. It's just really sad how sometimes these don't know how to actually act.
Mm. Okay.
Not cool at all.
Okay.
Yung nang papahamak ka ng iba. Diba?
And number 5, coming from Arch Aguilar, ayoko na lang mag-talk. Yung friend mong lasing na, pero mocktails and sparkling lang naman yung sinerve sa party.
I love mocktails.
Yeah, but you don't get drunk.
They're so yummy.
I know.
They're so pretty and so yummy. I love them. They're so refreshing.
Ako din. Kasi at least wala siya alcoholic beverage. Mm. And
I like the fizzy mocktails.
Yes.
The sparkling ones.
Yeah, those are nice. And number 4 from Not Isidro. True story. Yung kakilala mo dito sa US na naghihintay hanggang madaling araw kasi sabi daw ng delivery guy sa kanya, later. So, true story. Naghintay.
Akala niya may later talaga.
Akala niya dadating ulit yung delivery guy.
Oh my God.
So naghintay siya hanggang madaling araw.
Hindi niya pwedeng maging ka-date si ano, Christian Grey. Diba siya yung mahilig dun sa ano, Laters, baby.
Laters,
baby.
Ay. And number three, coming from Semi-Tao, ayoko na lang mag-talk. Yung pinaghirapan mong report, si boss ang nag-present sa meeting. Mm. Tapos, lahat, pinupuri siya. Worse, sinabihan ka pa ng management na, yan dapat ang ginagaya mo kung gusto mong umangat sa career mo.
Oh.
And she was like, that was my report.
What siya a slap in the face.
Siya lang ang nagsabi, siya lang ang nag-present.
Parang ako, I would probably say something.
Pero it's kind of weird, gets? Like everyone's praising your boss and then you're like, oh, you know what? That's actually my report. Gets? Unless you find a way to subtly say it without seeming like a... Parang ang epal, gets?
Actually, when I was writing that, I was thinking, ganon. Siguro. I mean, I don't know. But like, find a way to let them know that you had something to do with it.
Something to do with it. No? Sabagay. Number two, from 7070. Ayoko na lang mag-talk, ha? Pero yung may bagong hot nurse or doctor sa office, kaya lahat biglang may sakit. Lahat may kinoconsult na masamang pakiramdam.
Excuse me, doc. Ganun.
I think I need an injection.
Yan na yung actually condition mo.
I think you need me giving a love injection. Yeah.
Walang election sa delusyon, sabi na yung doctor. Alam mo, iho.
Oo, diba? Pero wala lang, malay mo. That would be so interesting. Diba? Kayo ba? Ano, meron ba kayo?
May ganong scenario? Ako wala. So,
ako din, wala. Mm. Wala ako. So si Hazel wala.
Wala.
Si
wala.
Chico wala. Okay. Moving on.
Well, I don't know if it's ever happened.
Ah, okay. Okay. And the top. Ayoko na lang mag-talk comes from Chinito Ken.
Chinito Ken says,
yung laging agree to disagree ang gusto, when in fact, ang gusto talaga niya, mag-agree ka sa gusto niya. Like they just say,
agree to disagree,
but they're, kasi when you say agree to disagree, okay, I'm not trying to change your mind, don't try to change mine.
Parang leave it at that.
Eh hindi eh, agree to disagree, pero hindi siya titigil hanggat hindi ka nag-agree sa kanya.
But that's not fair.
That's not fair. Yeah, I mean, you kind of miss the whole point of the term.
The sentiment.
Agree to disagree.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, there you go. We've got one more batch. But we will play a couple of songs first here at the RX booth. But we will stay on Facebook Live.
That's right. So, if you're not there yet, join us on Facebook, Twitch, TV, and YouTube Live. We haven't done greets all day today. So, we'll do it before we do the last batch, okay? So, wait up for that.
The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. And we are still on Facebook Live.
Sorry, we were in the middle of a discussion about mediums.
During our FB Live. Especially recorded mediums. Sorry, like what we were talking about was mediums when watching documentaries and how accurate it really is. In my opinion, watching Tyler Henry, I actually thought that it was exciting and it was probably something real and authentic, but then you realize it's recorded.
For me, I just find him an interesting character.
Aren't random. They're not random people that he meets.
Yeah.
They're people that, you know, that the producers talked to in the past. They could have hinted it to him. So like, who knows? Unless it's done to me, unless the medium talks to me, like not knowing this medium from anywhere else and just meeting them for the first time, and they give me an accurate reading, that's when I'll probably think that it's accurate.
You might believe it, right? Actually, and especially yeah. with Tyler Henry, kasi, diba, like yung show niya, for example, he talks to celebrities, and obviously, somebody would know something about those celebrities. So, alam mo yun, medyo, it's a little sus. But yes. anyway, okay, before we do the top 10, can we quickly say hi to so many people because we haven't greeted any of them. Good morning, 7070, G-Min's girl, thank you for that. Hi to Gabriel, to Jungkook's girl, Butter Baby, Ronaldo Quino, Markitecto, who says good morning. Hello to Tito Jules, who says, shout out sa mga TM Army nag-enjoy ng PTD concert. Hello to Juice Blank. Also to John Snow White Wolf. What's up to Archer, Legal Millennial. Good morning to Gerald Opa. Also want to say good morning to people on the text line. Height of Hubris, who says, what's up to my family in QC. Hi to Your Cup of Tino. Good morning to Christer Salvador. Hello, Chinito Ken, Kenneth Agon, and Mary Jo Gragela. They're Gragera. They're on vacation in Binangonan, Rizal.
Oh.
Rizal is becoming a popular go-to place for people who don't want to drive too far away, diba? At least medyo malapit.
Yeah, and the ones who like go to Tagaytay kasi sometimes are also scared that there might be an eruption or whatever. At least Rizal is a similar feel, but it's
actually, ang dami ng cool na Airbnbs nearby that, you know, we might want to check out. Hi to Irvin, Daniel.
Let's go!
I'm so G. Hello.
Let's choose a nice Airbnb.
Hindi na natin natuloy kasi. Ituloy na natin.
Do you wanna do it for my birthday?
Oh my God. I mean, I'm G. I'm down.
I like
because like I was thinking of going on a road trip and getting a one-odd tattoo.
Oh my God, Mark.
But like,
oh my God. Ow.
Ouch.
Like, no,
we'll
no, but
cheer
just
you
the
on.
Three dots. Just the three dots.
Even the three dots though. Oh my God. Like whenever I see it on TikTok. I have a friend, by the way, who has tattoos from Wang On. Shout out to Rai if you're listening. My God, yeah. Though, talaga.
I could never get a tattoo. I'm so scared.
Hello.
No, the thing is, okay, like I don't really want a tattoo, but I mean, if it's from one of our national artists, why not? And if it's just like three dots that look like moles, I'm okay with that.
But she keeps going back, ha? It's not like one, ano lang, ha? Like, pinapa, ulit-ulit. It's repeated pounding to create a tiny dot.
Well,
don't get excited. It looks extremely painful. But I mean...
Or maybe just one. But I mean, that's the thing. That was my initial plan. But then I got a show in Davao and a show in Cebu and a show in Malabon. So I was like, I can't. So instead of that, why don't we go to Rizal or something or find an Airbnb for...
Let's do Airbnb. Ta-da. You know, they have a lot of good ones in Rizal in Pampanga. Those are the spots with really nice Airbnbs that I've seen na medyo malapit lang sa Metro Manila.
Oh, that sounds fun.
What do you guys think? Like 1920?
Wait, let's talk about it later. Sige, let's schedule
it. Okay,
what's up to Mayi? Mayi is watching MJ. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Mayi.
Okay, let me finish Telegram. Irvin, Tanig, Daniel Gabutin, Sofia Danganan, Mark Enriquez, good morning to Renato Quino, Lauren Bernadette, who's tuned in all the way in the U.S. Hello to Kenji, Miggy Hidalgo. Roselle Carlos says, what's up to Keith, Regine, Kuya Mark, and his wifey, Joe Maureen. And to everybody else, good morning!
What's happening, Grace?
Bonjour!
Sige daw, Marky, magpaano ka, pero get ready lang kasi she will touch your birdie. Di ba nga? Did you see that video?
Yeah, I know. She does that.
She really touches.
Yeah, because long life. Sabi nila.
Okay.
So, I'm thinking of going, maybe, I don't know, sometime this year.
Okay.
But oh well.
And let's start off at number 10 from Raisharish Baby. From Ayoko na lang magtalk. It sounded like Cher.
Raisharish
Baby.
Raisharish
Baby.
Are you strong enough?
Raisharish.
Why did I sound like Cher? No, because I'm eating a mint. Rice.
Hindi ko din alam kung ba't naging
rice.
Uy, speaking of Cher, ha? A lot of fans are super concerned kasi she tweeted. Did you guys see that?
What? Why?
She tweeted that she's not doing well or something like that. What? So fans were like, what's going on with Cher? We wish her the best. Cher. Kasi parang, yan. She apologized on social media. She said, sorry, I've been MIA, been having personal problems. Then one of the followers replied, you okay, gal? And she replied, yeah, no.
Oh.
We all, tapos crying emoji. But sometimes we, crying emoji, a different kind of tears. Tears that hurt, we become overwhelmed, reach a limit, then are forced to push that limit.
Oh, I hope she's okay.
I hope she's okay,
I hope she's fine.
Yeah, I don't know what she's going through, but...
Okay. Let's start off at number 10 from Rice Rice Baby. Yung kakilala mo na iba yung binabroadcast na trabaho sa social media. But you know for a fact kung ano yung position niya. Pareho lang yung uniform. Like, kunyari, office mate mo siya. Tapos biglang pakita mo sa Instagram niya.
Iba
parang,
yung job title
kunyari,
niya.
I'm the manager of ganyan. Hindi naman pala siya manager. Gets? Yung parang... Ayaw ko na lang mag-talk.
Maya, press release.
Oo, parang, am I really going to be that person to have to call him out in public that he's
broadcasting a fake? Yeah, but I mean, it's just on Facebook, right? Yeah. Like, you can be whatever you want to be on Facebook.
I guess if it doesn't affect you naman, you don't have to say anything.
Stay away from it na lang. And number 9 from Hey Tina. Sorry, I don't waste my time reading toxic remarks or defending my stance on social media. I just have a stance. Kasi I guess that's the annoying. When you post your stance on something, there's a definite opening for disagreement, comments. So kung ayaw mo, just stay away from it. Diba? I mean, just have your own personal stand on the matter and that's that.
That's true.
Kasi pag pinost mo pa, ayun na nga. I mean, just be ready lang. You'll get both support and hate, you know, because that's how social media works.
Yeah, and just because you don't say it on social media doesn't mean you don't do anything in real life.
Yeah. Number 8 from Mikey Abello, yung boss mo na sobrang strict sa oras, pero palaging late naman. Oh.
Buti na lang di mo ako boss.
Ay nako, mahihirapan talaga tayo. Hindi, pero feeling ko naman, hindi ka magiging strict sa late kung boss ka.
Actually, you're wrong.
You will be strict?
I will probably be very strict.
Tignan mo ugali nito. Dapat hindi ka magtagumpay.
Hindi!
Kasi pag naging boss ka.
No, it's because I know kasi na parang... Hindi, sige, wag na lang. Hindi na lang ako magiging strict. Sige.
Hindi na. Ayoko na lang mag-talk.
Ayoko na lang mag-talk. Hindi, pero kasi... Based on experience, I do get annoyed when people are late and I'm like hassled by them being late.
Mm.
I don't like that. Why, pati ka marinig si
Marty? Sorry, Chico. You forgot to greet Master Scamma. Happy birthday, Martin.
Thank you for reminding me. Oh, nga pala. To our...
Yeah, because he said from 9 to 10.
Oh,
and
10
na. Luckily,
10 na, no?
I got there right at 10.
Sana maabutan pa rin.
He's our admin on the Pokemon GoGC.
Ay, pero ano lang, ha? Nickname lang niya yung scammer, ha?
Hindi siya scammer.
Baka may mga nakikinig na kakilala niya.
No, that's just his username.
Oh, yun lang ano niya, Master Scammer. Pero, yeah.
Master
Scammer. So, happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Martin!
Yeah, they were like my lodies entering into the whole Pokemon Go community in Eastwood. Sila Mel, sila Martin, sila... They were the lodies. Sila Maki, Junko, Jerry Kim. Yeah. So, hello.
Hi.
Team Eastwood. Of course. You know, it's alive and kicking. Kaya... Kasi diba until now, meron pa rin, do people still play Pokemon Go?
Pokemon Go.
The never ending. Number 7 from Like Tony, ayoko na lang mag-talk. Yung bumili ako ng balot, tapos tinanong ko pa, ha, sabi ko, Manong, bago ba to? Sabi ni Manong, oo boss, halos walang sisiw. Tapos pag open ko, mala baby T-Rex na yung
oh
nasa
God.
Loob.
Kasi pag, oo nga naman, pag medyo matanda na yung balut, lumalaki, so malaki na yung ano.
Hindi, you know what's ano? It's not so much the size of the bird, but how hairy it becomes.
That's what she said.
Hey, you know what? We have a place for that. It's called Lay Bear.
Kasi, pag...
Alam mo, may nabibili na ngayon kung nahihiya ka magpawax. Yung mga self, ano, laser. May nabibili na.
Why is it so difficult to talk to you too? Huh? Why is it so difficult?
Or diode. Have you heard of that?
Oh, yeah. I've done that. I've had that done.
Ah, diode. Yeah. Yes.
For the, yeah.
Meron na nga bago, diba? They'll, like, take out everything.
Ayun
it's
nga.
It's a new one. New technology.
What is it?
Ang pangalan, parang vocalization.
Vocalization.
Iba-vocalize nila. Whatever body part you want.
Hindi, pero ano, ang weird makainin nung... Kasi ako never pa akong kumain ng sisiyaw ng balut. Ever. And I don't plan
to. You know what's gross for me? Kasi... Like when you start feeling the veins in your mouth, because you do. Kasi when the bird is big na, may mga ugat-ugat na, and then also meron na rin siyang, tas yun nga, when the feathers form, like literally you are chewing on feathers, like when they're big enough.
So let me get this straight. So, ayaw mo nang maugat, tsaka ayaw mo nang mabuhok.
Ah, I wouldn't say exactly that.
That's why, Chico, when that happens, just swallow it na lang.
Actually,
ay, mahirap kung
para
manaki.
It doesn't, because like if you have to bite on it, baka ano.
Kaya lang, it might go back up, so you'll choke on it, you know? So, paano?
I don't know, it becomes...
Baka masaktan.
It becomes tricky. Tapos you know pa what I hate. When you can like feel that you're chewing on the feet.
Ooh,
I know, it's
that's
gross.
That's why I don't want to eat it.
It's gross. I'm telling you, it's gross.
Never.
Pero I love balut. Don't get me wrong. I just don't eat the sisiyaw.
No, but okay.
I
so
love
this,
the yellow.
This is what I
do.
When I eat the balut, I actually just, I put it in my mouth or I just like, I don't look at the sisiyaw.
Okay.
But you eat it.
I just eat it. So I don't know how it looks like before putting it in my mouth. I just go for it.
I can't think. Kasi, well, if it's super, 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 super small pa lang, that's no problem. You can just swallow it. Pero pag malaki na, hindi pwede. You have to chew it. You might choke on it. So.
No, I mean, that you can chew it, but just don't look at it before you eat it because when you look at it, that's when it's like...
It becomes gross.
When you get a little bit overwhelmed.
But I like keeping my eyes open.
Alam mo ba before?
I eat.
Ang strange talaga kasi when I was younger, I used to love it. I mean, I would play with it pa. As in like literally before I ate it, I would kiss pa the head. Tapos yung... Alam mo yung...
You little weirdo. I don't even know what to do with you. Like, oh my God.
Hindi. Kasi binubukas ko pa yung beak. Kunyari, nagsasalita yung beak. Kasi
beak. You're so weird.
Hello. Oh no, Chico, somebody's going to eat
kasi
me.
Kasi dati nagaganahan ka pa. Hindi ka pa 36. Ngayon 36 ka na. So, straight to the point na.
Oo.
Hindi, totoo. Pinaglalaroan ko pa siya noon.
Wala ng foreplay.
Tapos ginaganon ko pa yung wings. Eh, hindi ko alam. I was not grossed out with it. Tapos kakainin ko pa. Minsan nga, gatwin ko lang yung ulo. Tapos, okay, wala nang, no more head. Tapos bilang, yung ganon. Yung parang, I would eat it like in pieces. It never used to bother me. Tapos, I don't know, I hit a certain age and I'm like, oh, this is so gross.
I could never.
No, you probably hit a certain age where like, oh my gosh, society is telling me that I shouldn't be doing these things that serial killers do. But like,
hindi,
you know what?
Hindi siya serial killer. Ano ka
same
ba?
Difference.
The fact
that's how they start.
The fact na ginaganan mo yung beak niya, tapos kunyari, oh, someone's about to eat me. Weird.
No. Tapos alam mo pa, ano? Alam mo yung conversation namin? Sasabihin niya, bubuksan ko yung beak niya, no? Sasabihin niya, help, a giant is about to eat me. And I'm like, nobody's going to help you. No one can hear you. And then chomp.
Those are the things that Dahmer did when he was a kid. I tell you.
Grabe kayo.
I think I'm gonna take a separate elevator on the way home.
Okay.
I'm scared.
Sabi ni John Sinai, ay, kwento ni Chico, parang that was me over the weekend. Charot.
Chompy.
Grabe kayo. Hindi, totoo. It was a weird, I have a weird relationship with balut. I don't know. It's weird. Number 6 from Simply Nedge. Ayoko na lang mag-talk. That moment you realized you were kitten-fished. But yung not necessarily just because they showed you a younger photo, but yung na hindi siya all out catfish because it's them, but like it's a really good photo of them. And okay, when you see them, it's like, okay, it's still you. You didn't send me a fake photo, but you do not look anything like your photo. Like, ang layo na. So, ako kasi, if that happened to me, yeah, I won't say it, but I will siguro make an excuse.
Okay.
And I'd be like, I won't bring it up. I won't like call them out. Oy, ba't naman ganyan ang pinadala mong picture and layo na? And I won't do that. That's too embarrassing and that's cruel. But I'd probably make an excuse. Mm. Parang, oh, you know what? I can't really stay, but it was nice meeting you. Tas siguro medyo, sorry, medyo ghost na after that.
You won't even go through the first date?
Well, siguro a little bit. Maybe 30 minutes. Kunyari, yeah, di ko talaga gusto.
Maybe yeah, 30 just minutes. Be polite.
I'll just siguro from the very start, I'm like, you know, I'm so sorry, but you know, I'm going to have to leave right away because, you know, something came up. And ganun na lang, para at least, well, hindi rin naman sila ganun ka-innocent because you know what I mean? Like, they didn't really represent themselves super, super honestly.
Something came up and it wasn't what I was hoping for.
Yeah. So, alam mo yun. Yeah. For me, fair naman. I won't be rude. But kasi bringing it up would be rude in my opinion.
Like, I've done certain things where I would actually just drive around and just check to see if what I see is what I want. And then, if I don't want it, I would just go home.
I won't do that.
Keep driving.
I'll probably show up.
But I mean,
drive-by, right? No?
Grabe
yung
drive-by.
Ginawa yung drive-by.
Heavily tinted yung car ko. So like,
Sabagay.
No one's gonna see.
And number 5 from Jimin's girl. Siya daw bahala sa'yo. Pagpapaalam ka daw niya mag-leave. Tapos pag-leave mo, kung ano-ano yung sasabihin kay boss. Kesyo anong dami mong iniwan na work. Hulo. Number 4 from Tin or Tyne. Minsan, I'd rather not engage. Kung alam kong babalik ta rin din naman nila in the end. What's the point, right? Number 3 from Pathogen. Ayoko na lang mag-talk, pero alam ko kung sino nag-uwi ng birthday cake.
Alam mo yung may mystery. Hindi yung may birthday.
At hindi yung may birthday. Mm-hmm. Gusto ko yung merong ano, merong mystery involved with a birthday cake. I'm not looking, says, yung sinet mong meet-up ninyong friends for vacation trip, ginawa mo na ng 4 a.m. instead of 5 a.m. to allot for them being late all the time. Pero wala. Ayun, late pa din. Later pa rin. Than 5 a.m. Even if you told them 4 a.m.
You know who I have this, the biggest problem with this, with? Mm. Si Pipay. Oh. You have to tell, okay, like, call time 8 p.m. You have to tell her 3 p.m. Like, literally, sometimes that early for her to get ready. And then when she gets there, it'll probably be a little bit later, but maybe 8:30.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Like, literally, I'm like, girl, what's happening?
Na-call out
dami
pa.
Dami kasing work. But for work, she's always on time naman.
Oo.
I think. But for, ano, for...
Gusto kami.
For friends, like, huwag mo asahan. Especially kapag gimmick.
Kapag gimmick. Just,
you know, like, you have to give her, like, a long time. You have to give her, like, 5-hour leeway.
Grabe naman yung 5-hour leeway. Ang hirap naman mag...
I tried 3 hours. Late pa rin.
Oh, okay.
As in, wala si Hazel kay Pipay.
Wala. Oo. Ako naman ano lang eh. Mga 5 minutes lang, 10 minutes.
And...
Oo.
Yeah?
At worst, 2 hours and 12 minutes. But you know.
Well, what's that? Maliit na bagay.
Maliit na bagay.
Yung 2 hours, 12.
Sa 5 hours.
5 hours. Malaki nun. And the top, ayoko na lang mag-talk, comes from Legal Millennial.
Legal Millennial says,
that awkward moment na magkasama kayo nila Boy 1 at Boy 2 sa inuman. Boy 2, apparently, has a sleazy thing going on with Boy 1's wife. Boy 1 has no idea and treats Boy 2 as one of his best friends.
Oh.
And you're the only one who knows. And you're like, ayoko na lang magto. Diba, ikasama mo pareho. Oh my gosh. So what about us?
When I meet fans of the show and then they ask me about my co-host, like, you know, certain things about my co-host, and I just go, tanong mo na lang pag na-meet mo, ayoko na lang magto. Di na ako nagtatalk, actually. As in, I just smile. And I say, ah, hindi, ano, pwede ka naman mag-visit na siguro soon. Tanong mo na lang sila.
Okay, okay.
May mga certain questions. Mga parang ano, they're just intrigued. They're curious. Ganun. Like, ilan taon na ba talaga si Chico?
Ay, ayoko na lang.
Sino ba talaga yung mga ex ni Marky? Yung ganong questions. Ayon. Yung mga, ayok na lang mag-talk. Nag-talk na nga ako dati. Nadulas ako. Hindi na ako mag-talk ulit.
I guess there are also, there are moments for me when I'm, for example, in an interview with someone. Like, I'm being interviewed with maybe a co-star or someone else, or there's someone getting interviewed right after me, and they start going on and on about things like girlfriends and stuff like that, and then I look at them and I'm just like, ayoko na lang mag-talk.
Ang hirap ng maraming alam eh, no?
Oo.
Ayaw mo na lang
mag-talk.
Yeah,
it's tough. It's tough. Mm-hmm. You're like, this person is just lying through their teeth.
Yeah. Just let them.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, just let them. It's fine. I guess that's how they want to portray themselves. That's how they want to portray themselves.
Ako, we kind of like talked about this a little bit earlier. Yun, pag tinanong ka ng isang aso mo in front of the others, Daddy, may favorite ka ba sa amin?
Ang hirap kasi sa'yo, Chico, kasi dalawa yung favorite mo eh.
Ayoko na lang magto.
Dalawa yung favorite mo, kaya parang ano eh, kawawa yung tatlo eh.
Actually, kasi magkaiba eh.
Magkaiba yung level of favoritism
magkaiba.
Mo
totoo,
eh.
Totoo.
Diba, at isa parang mas malalim yung pagka-favorite mo, so, sa kanya.
Soulmate.
Yung isa,
pero yung isa kasi, it's the kind of favorite
baby.
Na yung inaakap mo all the time, kinikiss mo talaga ng paulit-ulit. Yung you can't get enough of their smell. Mm. You know, that kind of thing.
Like a baby.
Like a baby. Oh. Tapos sa ano, sa cats, ganun din, diba? So,
may favorite din.
May favorite.
Grabe to si Chico daw, ano?
But I treat them all equally, obviously.
I mean,
I love
sabagay,
them
all. They all eat on time.
Oh,
they are all
what,
kung
ano kinakain
cared
isa,
for.
Hindi na kinakain. Well, except si Church, kasi ano siya, sensitive. So ano siya, hypoallergenic yung kinakain niya. Hindi, totoo. Vet, si ang, vet ang nagsabi nun, hindi kami, ha?
Fine.
So siya, hypoallergenic yung kinakain niya. So, yeah.
Favorite.
Alam mo kung ako si ano, Siam, kahit ako yung soulmate mo, pag nakikita kong lagi yung isa ina hinahug mo, I will still feel a certain way.
Hindi kasi hugger si Siam eh.
Same.
Although sa bagay ko, hindi naman niya gusto.
Pag hinag ko siya, gaganon din siya. So, hindi siya hugger eh. Pero alam mo yung magka-connect yung hearts niya. Oo eh, ganun lang talaga.
Pero si Church din naman, di ba? Hindi siya hugger. He just became a hugger.
Or he allows you to hug him.
Siguro. Parang okay.
He just allows you to hug him. But then, diba, there are times when he would just look at you like, in a weird way.
Oo, actually. Hindi, pero ano siya, meron siya talagang day na biglang hindi siya aalis sa tabi mo. And pag hinag mo siya, parang okay, go ahead. Just love me as much as you want.
Oh my God.
May ganun
siya
talaga.
Gusto ko rin siyang i-hug.
Mm-hmm.
funny.
Yeah,
anyway.
The one like that in our family is Balder.
Oh, si Balder. Favorite ko talaga eh. Yung...
He'll just go like this.
Yung pagdating.
Nagulat ako eh. Hindi hog yung ginawa sa akin eh. Hump eh.
Yung unang pasok namin eh.
Ay, hindi yung inawi.
Let's just say, nose to pem-pem. As in, direct hit. Like a missile to its target. Like the moment we entered, within the first second, dumikit yung ilong ni Baldo dun sa pem-pem ni.
I was shocked. I was like, whoa there. Slow down, Walter.
Grabe, as in. Talaga si Hazel, whoa.
I don't even know your name yet, buddy.
Or, whoa, wrong stroke.
Hola. Ay, nako, let's go na. Ay, nako, let's go na. Okay. That was funny. Thank you for joining us. And it's only the beginning of the week. We'll have tomorrow at 6 o'clock to do this all over again.
Si Luz Cannon talaga. Sige, we have to go.
Let's go na.
The Morning Rush Top 10. The best-selling books, hilarious topics, intelligent, creative, and funny responses. TMR Top 10. Join in live on The Morning Rush, 6 to 10 a.m. Heard on air and online at rx931.com. And on the Monster RX93.1 radio app, twitch.tv/MonsterRX931. And at RX931 on FB and YouTube, only from Manila's hottest. Monster RX93.